Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up and high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
It's Pep Talk right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Today on the show, we've got NAS Pensacola. Am I right?
Naval Air Station Pensacola. You know, that installation, you know, towards the south that,
that
a lot
one
of people seem to work at.
That has the planes. Yeah, the blue ones.
There you go, the planes. We're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. Just a second or two. Just got some, a little bit of information. But primarily here to make sure that one of Fleet and Family Support Center, now that's a department at Naval Air Station Pensacola, one of their programs, it's kind of remarkable. You know, they've got some information that they wanted to put out. That's the Exceptional Family Member Program, and with me here today is Ginger Manley out of the Fleet and Family Support Center, EFMP.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
So it's a lot of fun, actually. You know, when I was, we were talking about how the, you know, that the base is there and that everybody knows that because we've got the airplanes and we've got all that stuff going on. There's a ton of stuff that goes on to base, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention something that's happening November 1st and 2nd. Anybody know what that one is?
I don't even know.
That's the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. All right. So always generates a lot of interest in the community and, you know, out into our region and even some national. There's a lot of individuals that follow air shows, and this one in particular is going to be something quite unique. So I don't know how aware you guys are of this, but the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds are going to be joining the Blue Angels this year.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a good one, right?
I mean,
there.
You can't beat that. You've got the Blues and the Thunderbirds. I'm an aviation geek, so like that's like dream, you know. Just
well, this show is going to have both of them together, and I can neither confirm nor deny if they're going to be performing together. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that. But for all the information that you're going to need on the air show and some of the other things that we've got going on the installation, I encourage everybody to follow our social media pages. That's Naval Air Station Pensacola's Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, now X, right? And Instagram. We try to post everything that we can about the upcoming air show, as well as some other stuff that we've got going on base. I did want to mention real quick before we delve into the Exceptional Family Member Program bit, that there's a lot of, you know, rumors and stuff start flying out there. If it comes out of our NAS Pensacola social media pages, that's where you need to go. That's going to be the best place to get the information that you're going to need for this. One other big thing, you know, let's look at this as PSAs, public service announcements. We've got another big event happening on the installation this week, and that's the commissioning of the USS Richard McCool. That's an LPD transport ship. Now, that is taking place there's a bunch of events coming up this next week, all right? And the actual commissioning is going to be on the 7th. But look on the Pensacola Chamber website, and there's links you can sign up to go on tours of the ship. Now, they're limited.
Well, I tried Saturday because, you know, I'm a last second planner, and I tried, and they're all done. They're all gone.
Okay. It is all booked up then. I thought, I knew it was getting close, but that shows how much people in this area absolutely love the Navy. And the opportunity to see a surface vessel as opposed to the planes that we're used to seeing all the time. So it's a neat, neat opportunity, but there's going to be some good, solid media coverage of that. And it's just neat to invite and to play host, you know, for this. Now, the Navy League of Pensacola has done a phenomenal job of setting all of this up and ensuring that it goes. And we're just the host, you know, the base is. They're just throwing the party at our house, and we couldn't be happier about it. But I just wanted to throw that one out there. But you said you went on, and it's already booked
up. I did, because I was last-minute planner, and I was like, oh, I'll just go on No, I clicked on every single time slot there was. And it was like, we're sorry, it's sold out. And I'm like,
oh. Wow, it's going to happen.
I procrastinated way too long, and now I have to suffer.
So real quick then, so we do have that going, the air show. Not a lot of new information to pass out of that. Herculean effort by the team at NAS Pensacola to put this together. You know, the men and women that work in all the departments on board the installation do a phenomenal job of making sure that your experience at that is going to be outstanding. We'll be posting more updates and any information that you're going to need to our official website and to the social media pages. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Like, if I could say, just make sure you try and get queued up early, because I bet it's going to be pretty dang busy this year.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
Speaking of all the departments that do a lot, the Exceptional Family Member Program over at Fleet and Family Support Center is integral to individuals that are PCSing into the area. They might not know of the program, or they might need to have a family member, enrolled in that. So if Ginger's here to talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you so much. So the EFMP program, or the Exceptional Family Member Program, is a program under the Fleet and Family Support Center. So every base has a family support center, no matter what branch of service it is. For the Navy, it's Fleet and Family. And the Exceptional Family Member Program is a program that is for any active duty service member who has a dependent. So whether that's a spouse or a child, or maybe they have secondary dependency of someone, if that dependent has any chronic, so anything that lasts longer than 6 months, medical, mental health, or educational developmental need, they need to enroll in EFMP. And EFMP has lots of different parts to it, but the two most important ones that I feel are the assignment coordination, because EFMP at the heart of it, it's meant to be a detailing tool, so that when service members come up for orders, that's looked at to help determine where can we send the family members to. Because we don't want them to go to a location that they won't have access to that care that they need. And then another piece is the family support piece. And that's where I come in, or other Exceptional Family Member Program case liaisons come in. So a lot of what we do is information and referral to families, connecting them with not only military programs that are available to them, but also community programs. We network a lot with the community programs in the area to make sure that our families are connected to those types of programs or services that they in particular need. And then also we help with that non-medical piece, like I said, the INR and that family support, and really connecting families with what they're looking for. Sometimes they don't know what they're looking for, and so that's what we can do as well. And then the education piece. So when it comes to special education, the EFMP case liaisons work very closely with our school liaisons on base to make sure that, again, we're connecting the families with the community resources and with the education piece for whatever their family members need.
Wow. I didn't even know any of that. That is amazing.
It's a pretty cool program. I've been honored to be part of it for the last 4 years. I have two boys with special needs myself, and their dad was, he retired a few years ago, but when he was active duty, the boys were enrolled. And it really helped support our family. No matter where we went, we had mm-hmm. that family support piece. I knew who to contact to get me connected in with that community, because no matter where we go as military families, these supports are there, but the communities are different. And sometimes even the language is different on how to request those things. So that's why it's so important when families are PCSing that they connect in with the support that they have. And there's so many that are available, especially through Fleet and Family. But when it comes to that special needs piece, connect in with the EFMP case liaisons. We do a warm handoff. We make sure that wherever the family is coming from, we connect them with where they're going to. So that way, as they're rolling into that new location, they're already connected to a lot of the things that are available to them, the things that sometimes, again, they don't even know that they need or that it might possibly be there. And there's lots of programs within every community that are so unique to that community that if you don't know, you don't know. But we know, and that's how we can help support our families, is connecting them with those types of programs.
Now, let's say we've got fresh recruits coming in. I'm just going to call them recruits. Do y'all actually do like a presentation for them, or how do they get to know about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's called an indoc or an indoctrination. And so every new group that comes in, especially for our A school and our C schools here, because we have so many students, they get indoc. And okay. So it indoc covers all kinds of things. It covers everything within the command, who does what, where you go to for what, here's how we're going to run things type thing. But also we as fleet and family are able to go over and let them know what types of programs we have available with fleet and family and explain some of our individual programs, including the EFMP program.
Wow, that's amazing.
One of the most important things about that, though, is like the service member is the individual that's getting this information, and making sure that their spouse or their family member gets it as well is also critical. And so that's one of the reasons we wanted to come out today and talk a little bit about what the EFMP, the Exceptional Family Member Program, is. Because like I said, the service member would get that. They're getting bombarded with so much stuff, and especially if they're kind of brand new to the military, Ginger, they might not, you know, grasp everything that they need to do. And that's where the Fleet and Family Support Center and this program comes in. We're trying to get this word out so individuals know that if they're in a situation that's going to require some EFMP oversight and services, that we're here to help. The Fleet and Family Support Center has a wonderful network of individuals and organizations throughout the community that is dedicated to assisting and providing, various levels of assistance to some of the service members and some of the issues that they could be facing.
Absolutely. And I love speaking with our service members and really helping with that foundation of knowledge of what's available to them. But my favorite is the spouses. And we all know, Bruce, because you're married too, we all know who does the heavy lifting when it comes to the family stuff. It is not the service members. It is definitely the spouses. And so making sure that they do have that knowledge and know that wherever they go, whether they're a brand new spouse or they're very seasoned and salty and they've been around for quite some time, you still can take advantage of these programs that we have. I didn't go to one of the programs that Fleet and Family has is a Navy spouse 101 class. I'd been a Navy spouse for 10 years before I took that class, and I took it so that I knew what it was so I could share it with other families. And boy, I wish I had taken advantage of that. Because everything I knew at that point, it was trial and error. I figured it out the hard way. And so just knowing that Fleet and Family or the Family Support Centers are there wherever they go, and having those spouses access those, whether they're a brand new spouse or they're looking for employment or maybe they're having a new baby and they want to be part of the new parent support program, which is also a phenomenal program, because those of you that have children can back me up on this. For those of you that don't, babies don't come with instruction manuals. And so
I know.
Right?
Yeah,
so
I know.
Yeah, that was another trial and error situation in my lifetime right there. But having those types of support and programs that are available, and they're not only just available for the active duty service member, but they are absolutely for their families and their dependents to be able to access those.
So what's one of the best ways that they can get a hold of both the Exceptional Family Member Program as well as the Fleet and Family Support Center? Because as she was saying, there are so many programs that we call it FFSC, the Fleet and Family Support Center, that are tailored to, you know, the service member, but also the family. You know, their mission is to make sure that the family's taken care of so the service member can do their job, and they do a wonderful job of it. What's some of the contact info?
So we have the social media contacts as well. One of our main ones is our Facebook page, which is the Fleet and Family Support Center, NAS Pensacola. So jump on there and join that. We have some great marketing people that do a lot of fun and interactive videos that we post on there to kind of show the fun side of what Fleet and Family can do as well. And then we also have our INR department, which is kind of it's the front door. It's everyone that comes to Fleet and Family will go through INR. And our direct number to Fleet and Family is 850-452-5990, and we're open Monday through Friday from 0730 to 1600. And for those that don't speak the military language,
I was just about to say,
from 7:30 to 4 p.m. we're open every Monday through Friday.
What was that phone number one more time?
That was 850 452 5990.
That's too funny. Military, the language is unique all in its own, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I've been saying for years I'm going to put on my resume that I speak military because I feel like that's an additional language.
Yes, it is, for sure.
No, they all love their acronyms, but some of the most important ones that you can remember right now is the FFSC and the Exceptional Family Member Program. To an organization and a extraordinarily viable program for individuals who have family members that fall into that. Some of the other programs that you mentioned that Fleet and Family Support Center does, was that New Parent Support? Is that?
Yeah, our New Parent Support Program, that's for anyone that's expecting all the way up to children of the up to the age of 4. And they help with everything such as parent training. Again, what do I do with this baby that I have now? A lot of people have never had experience with children, and so having their own children is the first time. So they can help with that that parent training. One of the big things that they really help with is milestones in development. And so they help with that information. You know, is my baby doing what it's supposed to be doing at this stage? Should I be concerned? Am I raising a genius? All of those types of things, they can help with that. They do activities. They have a lot of play groups that they do as well. But really, for military, it's a different world. And a lot of times, military spouses end up staying home with their children just because there's so much going on in the rest of the world for them, with their service member being deployed a lot of times and those types of things. So I know when I was a new parent and I was at home with my boys and I kind of lived in my bubble, and sometimes the New Parent Support Program people, they were the only other adult that I saw during the week. And so I really appreciated having just that contact and someone that was there to answer my questions and kind of support me as a new parent. So that one's one of my favorite. And then another one that I really appreciate and have utilized myself is FERP, which is our Family Employment Readiness Program. And that's really important because when service members PCS, so when they permanent change of station to a new location, service members already have a job. They already know where they're going to work. They probably even know somebody there because they've been stationed with them before, but spouses don't. And so our FERP program helps spouses with writing a resume, with interview techniques and questions, with connecting them with community employers that are looking to hire. We do some really great career fairs, both virtually and in person, skill bridge fairs to connect families with, again, employers that are hiring. So those are two of my favorite that I always utilize. And then, ever important, relocation. We've got relocation specialists that can help with families that are moving. So they help with everything from how do I start my move? What kind of move options are available to me? What resources are available in the new location that I'm going to? IPCS many, many times, and somehow conveniently my service member was always deployed every time that we did that. So I had to take on that. And it was hard, especially the first couple times, because I didn't know how to do that. And relocation really helped with that because they walked me through the steps. They got me connected with who I needed to be connected with. And then they also made sure that I had the information for the new location that I was going to, so that I already kind of had my foot in the door with how to access different resources and information and programs, and even a little bit of who was who in that location. So how, right, where would I go to get this, and how can I connect to with that? And so those are just a sample of some of the programs we have. I really encourage families, if you haven't already, or even if you have, reach out to Fleet and Family. We were talking about this earlier about not knowing what some of the programs were. They were new to some people. But if you don't know what you don't know, and when you connect in with Fleet and Family, we'll remind you sometimes of those things that you need, because at some point in time, maybe they weren't important to you, but now you're at that point in your life where they are important, but you don't realize they're there. So let us remind you what we have and what's available for you.
That's great. That's great for our military. As civilians, we don't have it. We just wing it. But it's so good that our service people have that to lean back on.
It is. It's that connection. Wherever you go, mm-hmm, you've got that connection available to, right, you. Everything else is going to be different, but that will always be there for you.
And I want to say the Fleet and Family Support Center recently celebrated 45 years.
We did.
Wow.
Of being around. And so that was a need that, you know, wasn't necessarily filled, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. So some of the individuals that served, you know, in different eras, they didn't have those resources. So, you know, sometimes that the spouse and the family were kind of left to fend for their own while the service member was deployed. But that's something that, you know, obviously that big Navy saw as a need and took it upon themselves to make sure that that got filled. So it's 45 years, and we just recently had a little cake cutting and birthday celebration.
Oh, that's awesome.
For them on board the installation. But as a, you know, somebody that also works alongside them, and I've sent some individuals that work for me to Fleet and Family Support Center for some of the services that they offer. It's an information and referral agency for all intents and purposes, although there are some in-house things that they can do and take care of. But anything from, you know, getting your budget together, there's all kinds of different courses. So it does span the spectrum of the demographics that you would that you could expect. Like here at Naval Air Station Pensacola, you know, there's a lot of individuals that this literally is their first experience in the military. They were at home in Iowa and joined up, went to boot camp and recruit training center Great Lakes in Chicago, near Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then they came down here to go to A school. This is their first experience with that. Fleet and Family Support Center can be a valuable tool for an 18-year-old as well as somebody who's 45, you know, with some kids going mm-hmm. through there, going through another change of life. There's different programs that that the Fleet and Family Support Center offers, which can be valuable to the service member. And I just want to say thank you so much, Ginger, for sharing a few of those, because yes. that's a enormous thing that you guys do that pays dividends to the individual.
It really does, and it really does come into play no matter where you are at with your career, whether you are a brand new service member or you've been around for close to a million years. We have
She
those...
looked over at me when she said that.
I was wondering,
sorry, what
I
is that? Why you got to do it like
I'm
that?
I'm sorry for that.
Why we got to be like that?
But, well, I feel like I've been around for close to a million years some days. So, but really at any point in your career, and even for retirees, we have the RAO, the Retired Activities Office as well, and they can help with making sure that retirees or their families are getting the benefits that are available to them. So truly, from the very beginning of your career all the way to retirement, we can assist with those programs.
We have Fleet and Family Support Center on board Naval Air Station Pensacola. Best way to get a hold of them, 850-452-5990. Ginger Manley talking about the Exceptional Family Member Program. It's something that the Fleet and Family Support Center offers. Always there, you know, to help the service member. That's what they do.
Absolutely.
All that. Once again, I wanted to reiterate a few things about that, about the air show. We got to close out with something about that because I get asked about it nonstop.
I've got
this little magic box called a cell phone that Ooh. Rings nonstop with questions about the air show. We're going to be putting all that information up on our social media pages as well. As you know, we'll put that out through your local media as well. So keep it tuned to that and expect great things. But thanks again, Ginger, for stopping in and having the chat about the Exceptional Family Member Program. Again, the best way to reach them, 850-452-5990. Thanks so much for having us today.
No, thank you, Ginger, Bruce, thank you. It's been a great show. It's been very informative. I'm like, I've learned all this new stuff that I had no clue about.
Well, if you need me to explode your brain with some more acronyms, you just let me know. I'm happy to do that.
I would like to thank y'all for coming on Pep Talk. I'm John Pickens. We'll be back.